This is Twit.
The Snapdragon 845, yes. You may remember, announced last December, is now getting benchmarked by a select group of people. XDA was actually invited to Qualcomm's 5G day, where they got benchmark access for a few hours, which is
in
pretty
sunny
nice.
Sunny San Diego.
Nice.
Nice refuge for yeah, the winter.
I'd go to San Diego right about now. Steven, what can you tell us about the upcoming Snapdragon 845?
Yes,
and in particular, what did we not know before that we know now?
To be honest, there's not really many surprises, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's got exactly the performance improvements that Qualcomm said it would have. Some slightly bigger because of the you might have noticed the memory scores were surprisingly low, which kind of dragged down the averages, mm-hmm. which was what Qualcomm was talking about, the averages. But the individual scores for like single core and Geekbench and stuff like that actually had a decent jump when you focused in on them, but still not enough to catch up with what Apple already has in the market for single core, or what Samsung supposedly will have in the market in a couple months for the S9 potentially. But at the same time, it's a lot of what Qualcomm's doing with the 845 isn't really about the CPU or the GPU. It's about the peripherals, and it's been that way for a couple of years now. They're pushing heavy into developing better radios, better I think like there's a couple different names for it, but all the AI computational stuff.
Right. Yeah, we're hearing more and more about that on the chip level.
Yeah, so I mean it's not a super custom core for the CPU or anything like that, but it is still a nice little improvement. It doesn't really seem to fall behind any like too far behind in a particular spot other than the single core score. And they are making solid advancements in everything else that seems to be laying the foundation for something that we may not quite be able to see yet this year, but really seems to be, and this is me talking at the moment, not the site as a whole, but it really seems like they're laying the foundation for something that goes beyond what we currently see on phones. And Samsung is also trying to do this. Apple is also trying to do this. It's really building to computational photography and all those other things that we can't even really fully imagine yet.
Right. So why then is there so much conversation still centered around benchmark numbers of memory and CPU power? I feel like as a whole, we're all consumers that are, we care more about than just, I mean, we have the speed. I feel like at this point in time, we have the speed that we're very happy with, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. I've been living with fast speed for at least a decade now. I know what it's like, let's just say. But now I think about all these other things like Wi-Fi connection at home, cellular connection when I'm inside of a tunnel. I think about how fast and how quickly it processes the AI, my Google Assistant, how long it takes to process what I'm saying, machine learning. I wonder if we should be editing our bench or our tests of processors to just include like how long it takes to just like load these simple actions that, you know, we're not really considering.
Like something within the benchmark that is focused on AI?
That is focused on AI, that is focused on counting more for instance, I mean, we do have suites that do that, but I just think in general, when we talk about processors, to talk about more than just how fast it can process all these things,
right.
or how fast it can render all these graphics, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I mean, we're already starting to move towards that.
Yeah.
We still have benefits from stuff like Geekbench and 3D Mark, but we're getting to a point where we need to look beyond that as well. That doesn't mean that the CPU tests are suddenly useless. They still do
True.
Have their place. And they still are very useful for trying to figure out how powerful the phone is and how fast it is for CPU-bound activities. But you also have to look at holistic benchmarks mm-hmm. like frame drop analysis, which we did a little bit on the reference device, but it's not really going to be representative of the final final units we
see. How do you test that? How did you test that?
Massive Python script and USB debugging for developer mode and a bunch of other stuff.
In case anybody was wondering, that was the answer for
you. Just write that down, and now you know how to do it in excruciating detail.
There's your project for the weekend.
Yeah.